Hi, my name is Anthony Thomas, CEO at Thomas Media TV. Changed our name. Welcome to our podcast. We have a couple new developments, along with some old developments. We haven't been able to get a chance to maintain our regular time slots and keep my updates going. My legal situation, which I'm trying to get help for, but it doesn't seem to be any. Once again, I'm getting this, nothing can be done. And if we come to that point where we are using this type of technology to put people in positions that they have to do things they don't want to do, it's very upsetting. The stress alone is terrible. I talked to several people within the city still trying to find out what can be done, that these people aren't calling me back whatsoever. Now, we plan on doing another factory data reset on the phone with the new email address. Hopefully that might give us more of a chance of seeing some differences in the phone and how it might actually work, being that the App Store has been compromised. I was taught in school that the App Store wasn't supposed to be compromised, and if we had any problems with apps, just throw them out and go back to the App Store and put them back in. That isn't the case anymore, and I'm still trying to figure out which apps in the phone could be making the phone compromised. If there's apps in the phone, compromising the phone, that's not good, because there's other things that an $1,100 phone could do with malicious apps in the phone. There's a lot of technology in this phone that we're holding in our hands, and that could be a problem. Excuse me, that's my cat acting up right there. She's gonna be in the podcast. But anyway, for instance, just looking and listening, things like that could be standard. Could it be reading the environment? Could it be doing other things? Could it be heating up like the Samsung 7 did? Catch fire, any of those things? Compromised phone, I would say, and that's not the type of phone I'm looking to probably get my hands on or to use. Now, back to what we were saying about the situation with the law. Apparently, there's so much of this stuff going on that there's not enough lawyers for it, so it leaves people caught in gaps that cause great poverty harm to entire families. Not sure what can be done at this point, but I talked to some more people within the city, and that's all they keep saying is nothing can be done. So why would the police be involved with hiding people? Nothing can be done. We don't know what you're talking about. I'm always the last person in court, so nobody else in court can hear my side of the story. I shouldn't be on Periscope because Periscope doesn't work properly. Apparently, you can't put feedback in. I'm not getting the right data, how many people are watching. So truthfully, none of it's working. And if I can't talk to people face-to-face, and I have to do all these extracurricular activities to go around what's really going on, and for them to strap a bunch of bills on you and say they don't understand why this doesn't work and why this wasn't here or why your papers weren't found or the mailbox shut down, the phone, and they tell you get a lawyer. Get a lawyer for what part of this? I don't think lawyers believe in this stuff. This ain't supposed to be happening. But thanks so much for coming to my podcast. I'm going to try to get to my SoundCloud and more into what took place